Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the second program in a series about Benny Goodman. In this hour, I'll be focusing on his small bands, the Benny Goodman trios, quartets, and sextets. These combos featured his brilliant extended improvising in close partnership with superb soloists and introduced a new and popular form of chamber music jazz. In addition to being some of Benny's finest performances on record, the small bands decisively breached a wall of racial segregation that had long been strictly enforced in the music industry. Goodman sought sidemen equal to his own creativity, skill, and precision, regardless of race. Unfortunately, he happened to just have enough commercial influence to violate the barriers of segregation that had kept black and white musicians separate on record and in professional public performance for the previous 40 years. This 1954 recording hints at the innovative melding of instrumental voices heard in Benny's best small bands. Fine Stuff, a Benny Goodman small band of 1954, with trumpeter Charlie Shavers and pianist Mel Powell. The title, Slipped Disc, a reminder that Benny suffered severe back trouble most of his life. Welcome to Benny Goodman's Kingdom of Swing and a focus on the Goodman small bands during this hour of jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Benny's small band recordings came about because of his personal need to explore new artistic challenges, and from his encounters with extraordinarily talented soloists. Initially, pianist Teddy Wilson, then vibraphonist Lionel Hampton, and later guitarist Charlie Christian. Goodman did not set out to break race barriers in the music industry. He hired the best musicians that he could find and who he wanted to work with. If they happened to be African American, he wasn't about to let music industry practice stop him. Goodman was not politically radical. He was just a radical musician with enough commercial clout to ignore segregation if it conflicted with his creative process. And as Benny himself put it, I'm selling music, not prejudice. And in fact, there never were any racial incidents resulting from his inclusion of black sidemen on his records or in live performance, even in the American South. Incidentally, the musicians in question were never officially members of his band, but were presented in live performance as special guests. Benny's early trio sessions were with drummer Gene Krupa and pianist Teddy Wilson. Wilson was a brilliant, highly skilled musician, formerly trained in music theory. Teddy and Benny were a perfect fit. Wilson's right-hand runs followed Goodman's clarinet lines perfectly. They split choruses, alternated solos, and interwove their lines seamlessly with nearly telepathic rapport as if one musical mind. Here's an introduction to the Benny Goodman Trio, starting with their first session in 1935. We'll hear "O Lady Be Good," then the piece de resistance of that first session, the unruffled virtuosity and elegance of "Body and Soul," ranking with, in Benny's own words, "the best I ever did." Thank you. very nice. A couple of the very early and rather popular recordings of the Benny Goodman Trio, Benny with pianist Teddy Wilson and drummer Gene Krupa on a relaxed O Lady Be Good, and the luscious warmth of Body and Soul. That was one of the best-selling Benny Goodman Trio records. Benny himself said of Body and Soul, "The three of us worked together as if we'd been born to play that way." This is a focus on the small bands of Benjamin David Goodman, the second in a four-part series celebrating the King of Swing on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. The excitement generated by Goodman's innovative chamber music jazz stimulated fresh excitement among his fans, the critics, and his fellow musicians. Before Goodman, there were very few records issued of trios, quartets, and small bands of less than five instruments. But between 1935 and 39, there were about 50 small band recordings issued under Goodman's name, some selling up to 50,000 copies. The Benny Goodman small bands were largely built around his clarinet and one or two other excellent soloists. They worked because he was an incomparable improviser, capable of inventing for long stretches without repeating himself or falling back on cliches, something only a few musicians can do consistently. In 1936, a year after launching his trio, Goodman began his quartet, which added Lionel Hampton playing vibraphone. All it took was one late-night jam session for Benny to decide he wanted to record with Hamp and include him in his shows. Before his elevation to the Goodman camp, Lionel had been an obscure L.A. musician. He was a highly energetic stage personality with a bright, assertive vibraphone sound, a sound that was then unfamiliar in jazz. Hampton's ability to generate both a punchy, percussive vibraphone line and sustained piano-like notes was a wonderful complement to Benny's clarinet while blending nicely with Teddy Wilson's piano. In slightly under 3 years, the Goodman Quartet waxed over three dozen wonderful sides. They're classic exemplars of small band jazz and were some of Benny Goodman's biggest and longest-lasting hits: Avalon, Vibraphone Blues, Tea for Two, Tiger Rag, The Man I Love, and heard in this set, Runnin' Wild, and the biggest hit of them all, Here's Moonglow. Thank you. brilliant music making. Opus 3 Quarters, the Benny Goodman Quartet in 1939, and we heard two of the strongly contrasting but nonetheless big hits for the Benny Goodman Quartet from 1936 and 37, the exuberant Running Wild, and one of Goodman's biggest hits and most durable classics, Moonglow. I'm Dave Radlauer. You're hearing Benny Goodman's Kingdom of Swing on Jazz Rhythm. Still ahead this hour, Goodman with sax giant Lester Young, trumpeter Cootie Williams, and next we turn to the Benny Goodman Sextet. Benny was inspired to launch his sextet when he was introduced to Charlie Christian in 1939. The sound of Christian's amplified guitar was something quite new and very different. Charlie's confident, bell-like tone, adventurous chords, and angular phrasing were to have a huge impact on Benny Goodman and on jazz. He was a remarkable improviser, and despite having no formal musical training, he could neither read nor write music. If he heard a melody and a chord structure just once, he was instantly ready to solo for 25 choruses. The band that Benny built around his new muse became one of the most influential ensembles of the swing era, creating jazz at a new level of clarity, precision, and unity. Oddly, though, the raw musical materials provided mostly by Christian were really quite simple, consisting mostly of blues, variations on the jam tune I Got Rhythm, or simple riffs that moved up and down the scale. Nonetheless, adding amplified electric guitar was galvanizing and a striking innovation. It enhanced both the unison instrumental texture of the Goodman Small Band while extending the range of tones emerging from the principals. Notably, 2/3 of the band's new repertory were inventions of Christian, including 7 Come 11 and AC/DC Current. Thank you. Fabulous, two of the landmark 1939 recordings by the Benny Goodman Sextet featuring electric guitarist Charlie Christian. You're at AC/DC Current and 7 Come 11. Lionel Hampton was still playing vibes for these sessions, though at this time Teddy Wilson and Gene Krupa had moved on, so the new pianist was at first Fletcher Henderson, but soon Count Basie. And various drummers were employed, including Dave Tough, Joe Jones, and Nick Fatool on that session. More of the Goodman Sextet and Quartets just ahead. This is Benny Goodman's Kingdom of Swing on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks so much for being with me. If you visit the Jazz Rhythm website, you can learn more about early jazz, request a program playlist, or listen to programs for free at www.jazzhotbigstep. That's all one word, jazzhotbigstep.com. Electric guitarist Charlie Christian, around whom Goodman built his sextet, was the son of a blind itinerant blues singer. By his early 20s, he was playing with the top bands in his native Texas and Oklahoma. Christian amplified his guitar so it could hold its own with brass or reeds, and he was the first notable jazz performer on the instrument. It seems pretty clear now that Charlie got the idea of adding amplification to his acoustic guitar from hearing musicians playing in the Western swing country genre. Innovators like Leon McAuliffe of Bob Wills' Texas Playboys fame, and the now obscure but legendary Bob Dunn. For the three consecutive years of 1940, 41, and 42, in the Downbeat magazine poll, Christian was voted best guitarist. During this time, he also became a participant in the legendary jam sessions at Minton's that presaged the birth of bop and modern jazz. Charlie was an unschooled but brilliant musician and dynamic innovator who reshaped and redirected the future direction of jazz. Sadly, it was a future he did not live to see. Christian had advanced tuberculosis, which, along with a fast, loose, unhealthy lifestyle, killed him within 2.5 years of joining up with Goodman. He died at age 25. Benny privately paid his medical bills. Goodman Sextet Classic, Flying Home from 1939. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me for the music of Benny Goodman with a focus on his small bands this hour of jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new.